This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, when we, as I was saying, talk about the youth, or many people, scholars, parents, teachers, are always complaining about them. We blame them for everything. We don't try to understand them. The youth have many challenges. The shopping malls seduce the hearts and minds. They live in a virtual world, almost in a cyber bubble. They are seduced by the media. And as it is said, whoever controls the media controls your mind. And I like it. Whoever controls the media controls your mind. Now, instead of us lecturing to them, sermonizing and pontificating, it's time we sat back and listened to them. Ask them, what would they do differently when they become a father or a mother? And my gosh, they give you fresh responses. We need to understand them. Their world they're living in is diametrically different from the world in which most of us lived. It's fast-paced. There is a tempo. There's no time to sit and reflect. We are living in that reality. But it does not mean I'm not condoning the action of some youth. I'm not condoning it. Neither am I condoning the action of the vast majority of parents who have little or no connection with their own children. They do not even interact with them or understand them. So I want to basically make three suggestions. I want to say to fathers and mothers, re-engage your children. Connect with them. Find out from them, what is it? The second thing, I want you to give them self-belief. Massage their self-esteem. Make them feel good about who they are. And last but not least, through your own action, and remember this, parents, it is not so much who you want your children to be, but do they want to be you? What I'm saying, all in all, be the example for them. They will mimic your behavior. How true it is. An apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. How's that? Assalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, it's me again. I hope I'm not your recurring nightmare, you know. But anyway, I want to speak about something. How often in life, sometimes, one succinct saying, something short, has a profound impact on you. I remember at a particular workshop in London, I mentioned that parenting is not so much your relationship with your child, but your relationship with your spouse. Many of them found it mind-boggling. They found it difficult to make the paradigm shift. And I remember there was one lady who attended my workshop in London, and weeks later or months later, I conducted another workshop. And she came to me and she said, Brother Idris, I will not make it for this workshop, but I need to give you some kind of feedback. She said, when you said that parenting is not so much your relationship with your child, but your relationship with your spouse, my husband and I made a commitment. What was the commitment? We made a commitment that we need to re-look at our lives. We need to make sure that instead of us using snarling words, we'll use purring words, words of love. We'll show affection towards each other. We show social etiquette. We treat each other with dignity. She said, when we started doing that, what a transformation in our home. We could see from our children a different response, a more loving response, a more respectful response. So remember, parents, you as a father, as a mother, try to model that behavior. Inspire your children to do what is right. promote the sacred institution of marriage. Yes, I'm not saying that you and your husband must agree on everything. My gosh, if you do that, such a boring wedding marriage it is. Yes, indeed. What I'm saying to you, you can disagree, but you do not have to be disagreeable. This is Idris Kamisa saying to you, Assalamu alaikum. It's all left to you.